It's 4 years this week since the BBC London management bit their fingernails.
Hey, Dan.
Very good afternoon, everybody. As you may have heard, this show has been cancelled by the BBC. This may be the last one we ever do, but let's look past that. Maybe they'll... I found out... Nobody from the station rang me. I found out in a conversation.
Yeah. I appreciate you phoning me to tell me,
Dan. I told you. I rang you, Balin. But no jokes. This show has been cancelled. Not joking. Yeah, and, you know, there's... Don't worry, I've let them know. But anyway, so let us, while we can, just huddle together like cavemen outside sheltering for warmth. But, yeah, the BBC have cancelled the show for financial reasons. And so,
But
don't worry, we'll keep you right across any drain blockages over there. And see, here's the thing about this show. As much as, you know, kind of the local reporting has its place and all of that, that's all a lot of people know. And they think that brings Londoners together. They have no idea what this show does for Londoners. And it's not about, we'll keep you across...
Danny Baker opening his heart on BBC London this week in 2012. This week, 7 years ago, Jimmy Savile died. And isn't it strange to reflect now how his death was observed at the time?
Sir Jimmy Savile, one of the most colourful figures in popular entertainment over the past 50 years, has died. He was 84. Jimmy Savile claimed to have run the first disco in Leeds in the 1940s. He became a radio DJ and then a television presenter on Top of the Pops and Jim Will Fix It. Alongside his broadcasting career, he devoted his energies to fundraising for charity, most notably for the Spinal Injuries Unit at Stoke Mandeville Hospital in Buckinghamshire. His catchphrases, such as now then, and how's about that then, endeared him to his many fans and were a gift for impressionists. Our correspondent Nick Higham looks back at his life.
With his gold medallion, enormous cigar...
What more can you say, and how fascinating it is now to listen back to that coverage in its entirety. Happy birthday this week to one of commercial radio's most famous voices.
News on the hour from LBC, home of independent radio news.
It's 9 o'clock. This is Douglas Cameron. Political leaders in Ulster expect an announcement of direct rule from Westminster. Striking loyalists in the province relax their grip, but are keeping the situation...
Douglas Cameron, 83 this week, and wasn't it great to hear him reappear on LBC's 40th anniversary, sounding as good as ever.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Douglas Cameron. Thousands of people will be able to apply for 95% mortgages from state-owned banks today. Royal Bank of Scotland...
He just slid back into it, didn't he? Almost 40 years between those bits of audio. Happy birthday, Douglas. Down the road at Capital, one of its most famous voices died this week 27 years ago.
Wasn't that nice? Harvey and the Moonglows, Ten Commandments of Love and Stardust from Billy Ward and the Dominoes. This is Cruising, back in a minute.
Going to the Ideal Home Exhibition? Then be sure to see Rumbler's tremendous displays of domestic appliances.
Cruising, the original version of Little Darling with the Gladiolus from June 57, Stranded in the Jungle, the Cadets, and Drip Drop, the Drifters in 1958. What about Chuck? What about Jerry Lee? What about the Everlys? Be patient. Back in just a minute.
Roger Scott, who died this week in 89. In Roger's day, Capital was but a single radio station, but it split into two this week 28 years ago.
And it's 7 minutes after 10 o'clock on the 30... Oh, sorry, wrong DJ. That was the Rolling Stones, and it's all right now, folks. I'm here. But we're not going to stay here for long. We're going over to Moscow now.
Happy anniversary to Capital Gold, launching this week in 88. With all this talk of the BBC licence being needed for iPlayer, let's remember that this week, 94 years ago, the licence fee was introduced for the reception of radio. It cost 10 shillings, but it was half price if you used a BBC-branded set, because the companies which formed the then British Broadcasting Company manufactured them. One famous radio story occurred this week in 1938. A dramatisation of War of the Worlds was aired in America on the Columbia Network. It was directed and presented by Orson Welles and was so realistic that listeners thought it really was true.
We now return you to Carl Phillips at Grover's Mill.
Ladies and gentlemen, am I on? Ladies and gentlemen, here I am, back of a stone wall that adjoins Mr. Wilmer's garden. From here, I get a sweep of the whole scene. I'll give you every detail as long as I can talk and as long as I can see. More state police have arrived. They're drawing up a cordon in front of the pit. About 30 of them. No need to push the crowd back now. They're willing to keep their distance. The captain's conferring with someone. Can't quite see who.
We are deeply shocked and deeply regretful about the results of last night's broadcast. The date of the broadcast, was 1939, and it seemed, came rather as a great surprise to us that a story, the fine H.G. Wells classic fantasy, the original for so many succeeding comic strips and adventure stories and novels, about a mythical invasion by monsters from the planet Mars, should have had so profound an effect upon radio listeners.
The War of the Worlds controversy this week, 78 years ago. I think we'd kill for a PR story like that now. Mind you, the BBC Trust will be calling for heads by the end of the day. So with the first Hancock's Half Hour, 62 years ago.
So let's go over to Tony's flat in the English quarter of London's West End, where he and Bill Kerr are making the arrangements.
The launch of BBC Oxford, 46 years ago.
And now, I believe I shall become the first Lord Mayor to usurp the role of a disc jockey.
The first bells broadcast on radio 91 years ago.
It was a nice buffer between programmes.
BBC Asian Network launched on BBC WM and BBC Leicester 28 years ago.
This is the British Asian Sound.
And the launch of BBC News Online 19 years ago. Those are this week's Radio Moments. Radio.